She said that the protesters had signs. They were actually in freeway lanes. They were not on the overpass. They were actually in freeway lanes. She said, I don't know what they're protesting.
Give you one guess. It's August 13th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Turns out yesterday's earthquake actually damaged LA City Hall.
The quake hit so hard, it's like they say it picked a building up and set it back down, cracked the glass.
The city council's looking to ban certain kinds of ink cartridges.
Aftermarket cartridges, though, are cheaper. I think that's why people buy them.
Yes, but they also have a lifespan of anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years in our landfills.
And another cold case killing cracked.
He confessed and discussed in detail the murder.
All that coming up after this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Here's what it sounded like just after 9 o'clock this morning.
Southbound 405, right past the 10. So between the 10 and Venice Boulevard, you're not moving. The protesters are on the freeway. They're with signs. They're walking around. They have megaphones, and they are not letting you through. And traffic is just absolutely jammed.
On the day Tim Walz was in town, a week before the Democratic convention, a small group of Jewish protesters shut down the busiest freeway in America just as the rush hour was winding down. Pete Demetrio's out there and gets into how it turned out.
In a matter of minutes, protesters, joined by a number of cars, slowed down and blocked all lanes of the southbound 405 just before National Boulevard. CHP officer Steve Salas said the protest was small but had a major impact.
There was about approximately 40 protesters. They were sitting on the asphalt, on the roadway itself. And then they had vehicles, you know, that were stopped, essentially also blocking lanes at that time.
By the time CHP officers got there was a significant backup on the 405 and the 10 as a result. Protesters were told to leave or be arrested. 9 people wound up in handcuffs, charged with misdemeanor failure to disperse, and were booked at Pacific Station. Organizers of the protests have indicated they're looking to get a commitment prior to the Democratic convention from Vice President Kamala Harris, pledging to stop selling arms to Israel if she's elected in November.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Tim Walz is here in town. Kamala Harris his running mate, first for a union rally, then for a fundraiser later in Newport Beach. Emily Valdez heard what he had to say at the convention center.
Walz spoke to thousands of government union workers from all over the country, of course. He spoke about his decades as a teacher and a member of the teachers' union. He also talked about Kamala Harris's time working at a McDonald's and how they can both relate to the working class. He also touched on Harris's voting record in Washington.
She stood on the side of the American workers. And she stood up to the billionaires and have fought corporate greed. She led this administration's work to eliminate the barriers to organizing. And let's not forget, she cast the tie-breaking vote on the American Rescue Plan to keep public service workers on the job during the pandemic.
Next stop for Walz, a fundraiser in Orange County.
Officials tend to come out very quickly and say, oh, there was no damage from that earthquake. That's what happened yesterday. But, you know, later we tend to find things that weren't caught in that initial sweep. Turns out L.A. City Hall was damaged. Craig Figner found it when he got there this morning.
Walked into Los Angeles City Hall this morning, and the Spring Street entrance, these doors with these heavy brass frames, thought to be almost original to this nearly 100-year-old building. Well, the glass pane, and it's thick glass, and one of the doors, it's cracked, it's shattered. So I started asking around, and the quake hit so hard, it's like they say it picked the building up and set it back down, cracked the glass. Now, you've been hearing me talk about people have been restoring the hand-painted ceilings here at City Hall on the third floor. I talked with Claire. She was up there when the quake hit.
I was actually up in the lift.
You're like, what, 20 feet in the air?
Yeah, and so we actually thought maybe it was a really loud truck going by because we heard all the windows rattle, and then we looked at the lights, and the lights were moving.
Were you scared? I mean, I don't like heights to begin with, but...
You know. No, because it's like, I live here, so it's like, if you think it's an earthquake, it's always like, for a second, you're like... Oh, no, it's okay. Is it going to keep going? And you're like, no, it's fine. And then I just carried on painting.
Did some checking around. Looks like that is the only damage, thankfully, here at LA City Hall.
For the second time in a week, we're hearing about a cold case murder solved and linked to somebody who had already been caught. This one was a decades-old murder in South Pasadena, and we hear about it from Karen Adams.
Kathy Small, wearing only a nightgown, was found strangled and stabbed to death in the middle of Bank Street in South Pasadena in 1986. Her clothes and rape kit were never tested until years later. L.A. Sheriff's Homicide Lieutenant Patty Thomas says the DNA on Small's clothes matched with William Suff, known as the Riverside Prostitute Killer, who's serving a death sentence for murdering 12 women between 1989 and 1991. She says homicide detectives questioned him about Small's death.
He confessed and discussed in detail the murder of Kathy Small. He also discussed and admitted to some of the previous murders in Riverside County. Investigators showed Seth some crime scene photos taken the day she was found, and he indicated that the way she was found was the way he left.
Small was a mother of two. Her younger sister, in a letter to detectives, says her sister was battling drug addiction but was sober and on the right track when Suff ended her life. In downtown L.A., I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I've been telling you about the spike in burglaries in the San Fernando Valley, 40% increase in Encino. Well, the LAPD says there has been a breakthrough in the case involving some of those burglaries. Here's the chief, Dominic Choi.
So about a week and a half ago, there was two significant arrests that were made. These investigations are ongoing, so I won't get into too much detail. I will tell you that these two individuals are well known for burglaries. They've been arrested for burglary as well as robbery. There was a firearm weapon involved. They were arrested with various things such as costumes, construction outfits, materials to cover their identity, their face, various uniforms like delivery uniforms. So I believe that's going to have a significant impact on the robbery burglary series.
He says significant extra resources have been put out to try and stop this surge in Valley burglaries that a lot of people were telling us they feel like the police were not doing enough about. Should certain kinds of ink cartridges be banned? This is one of these things where you hear it and you say, how are they going to enforce it, even if they do it in theory? But the LA City Council wants to ban generic or aftermarket ink cartridges for printers because the plastic they're made of can't be recycled. Councilmember John Lee talked with Craig about it.
You know, everybody has to do their own little part to make sure that we keep as much plastic out of our landfills. We have a lot of great companies here in the city of Los Angeles that have been in the recycling business that take used cartridges and then make it into another new product. You can't do that with aftermarket cartridges.
Aftermarket cartridges, though, are cheaper. I think that's why people buy them.
Yes, they're a little bit cheaper, but they also have a lifespan of anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years in our landfills.
So it would still be legal to buy new,
of course,
new cartridges that are made by the manufacturer.
Of course, of course.
LA's already banned most single-use plastic utensils and straws unless a customer specifically requests them. This ink cartridge ban could be voted into law this summer. Tough day over at Paramount. First round of layoffs happening today. These cuts are ahead of the merger next year, assuming it goes through with the Hollywood studio Skydance. Paramount's co-CEO laid out the plan in a memo. Next two rounds of layoffs will go through the end of the year. 90% of the layoffs supposed to happen by the end of September, though. The company is trying to reduce its budget by $500 million. The gondola from Union Station to Dodger Stadium. Is it going to happen? Next. A lot of people have come out to oppose the plan to build a gondola from Union Station to Dodger Stadium. Their latest legal challenge has been shot down by a judge who told the opponents the foundation of their argument about future development in the area impacting local residents was basically too old. They needed to update it with more current information. John Christensen is an environmental activist, professor at UCLA. He says their fight will go on.
We're going to continue to work with our partners, the community-based organizations in Chinatown, on the LA River, and the communities surrounding Chinatown and El Pueblo and the State Historic Park to organize to fight this project on every legislative, regulatory, and administrative front. And we'll not be deterred by yesterday's decision.
He says the gondola will fundamentally harm the historic core of L.A. And that's the L.A. A lot of people have come out to oppose the plan to build a gondola from Union Station to Dodger Stadium. Their latest legal challenge has been shot down by a judge who told the opponents the foundation of their argument about future development in the area impacting local residents was basically too old. They needed to update it with more current information. John Christensen is an environmental activist, professor at UCLA. He says their fight will go on.
We're going to continue to work with our partners, the community-based organizations in Chinatown, on the LA River, and the communities surrounding Chinatown and El Pueblo and the State Historic Park to organize to fight this project on every legislative, regulatory, and administrative front. And we'll not be deterred by yesterday's decision.
He says the gondola will fundamentally harm the historic core of LA. And that's the LA Local for this August 13th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Wherever you get your shows, you'll get the show on your phone every weekday. I'm off for the next few days. You'll be in good hands, though. I'll talk to you next week. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.